The State Department is promoting President Bush's budget as a sign of the U.S. commitment to an active foreign policy. The Foreign Affairs budget is slated to increase by about 13% in 2006. Many experts are praising the increase. Others say President Bush still isn't giving the kind of attention he's promised to the developing world. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Back in March of 2002, President Bush made a very public pledge to help the world's poorest countries if they display good governance.
The United States will lead by example. I have proposed a 50% increase in our core development assistance over the next three budget years. Eventually, this will mean a $5 billion annual increase over current levels.
What eventually emerged was the Millennium Challenge Account. It took 2 years to get the legislation through Congress, and the new government corporation has yet to distribute any of the money that has been appropriated to it. The president is now asking for $3 billion for the program, but that's far short of the $5 billion he had promised. Jeffrey Sachs of Columbia University's Earth Institute and an advisor to the United Nations says the Millennium Challenge Account is more about spin than reality.
Spin counts for everything, it seems, in U.S. politics. Spin counts for nothing when your child is dying of malaria. So while we live in our protected world of constant spin, and they give great speeches about a program that hasn't even spent a penny, the reality in the developing world is a disaster.
Sachs said far from being a leader, the U.S. remains behind most wealthy nations in offering development aid, and he saw little in the latest budget request to change that impression, saying U.S. aid mainly goes to war zones or U.S. allies. Some development groups see some room for optimism, though, saying the proposed cuts in U.S. agriculture subsidies could benefit farmers in poor nations by making their products more competitive here. Sachs says the president's AIDS initiative is also a bright point.
That's a good one, and it's actually working on the ground, and it's exactly that kind of program that shows if you really do practical things, you can make headway. It's just for a $12 trillion economy, a $3 billion program, while nice, is hardly commensurate with what we've promised and what we ought to be doing.
Budget experts say the president's AIDS initiative does seem to be on track. Larry Knowles of the Congressional Research Service says Congress added to the AIDS budget last year. He says the Millennium Challenge Account, on the other hand, is more vulnerable to cutbacks.
While there has been support for the Millennium Challenge Account, it is a new program. It has not spent any money. It is an experiment. So given the choice between the two, the HIV/AIDS initiative has received higher priority.
Traditionally, foreign affairs budgets have been a hard sell in Congress, but Knowles and other experts say they've seen increasing support on Capitol Hill for foreign assistance programs, and there's greater support from U.S. businesses as well. Bill Lane of Caterpillar says private companies have joined nonprofits in what's called the U.S. Global Leadership Campaign, which is planning a big lobbying effort to support the foreign aid and foreign affairs budget.
Our coalition teams range from Boeing to Bread of the World, from CARE to Caterpillar, from the American Red Cross to Raytheon. We lobby on behalf of the entire foreign assistance budget.
A decade ago, he said businesses tended to promote trade, not aid. But now, he argues, many want both in order to open up new markets in the developing world. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.